We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Samach Beis Amar Aleph, but we are beginning on Samach Aleph Amar Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. Tanan Hasam, learn to the Mishnah. V'kulam etamim begodim nisrafim beis deshen. We're talking about here where the story was where you had Purim and Seirim that we know we shech them and you bring the dam of them in the Kodesh HaKadoshim onto the Pareiches HaMizbeach. What happens if it spills out in the middle? So the halach is you bring a new par. It's machlokes where you start from, but you bring a new par or a new sar. What do you do with the basar and the emurim of the old ones? The halacha is that the parim hanasrafim, sirim hanasrafim, these parim, the halacha is that when you finish doing the dam, you bring it outside and burn it. Do you burn, let's say there was three of them, it spilled out. You, all three of them you burn, or only the last one? What's the halacha? So the Mishnah talks about it. Not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah, it's Tanur Rabbanan really supposed to say, it's not really a Mishnah anywhere, it's a Braisa. The Kulam Matam Vigodim, they're all Matam Vigodim that the people will take it out, and the Shrafim Beis Deshen. And they're burnt at the Beis Deshen outside of the Beis Mikdash. Divrei Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. Racham Vayimrim, Eim Matam Vigodim, Vein Shrafim Beis Deshen, El Achrim Bavad. El Achrim, Hove Gama Bei Kapara. Only the last one that you finish off the Kapara with, that is the one you use, that's the one you burn at Matam Vigodim. But the first one, not. So, what do you do with it? It's not clear what you do with it. But you don't burn a Beis Hadeshen. It doesn't have a din of Beis Hadeshen, the other ones. Now, the Taisus HaRosh wants to say that this Machlekes is L'shitasai. It's Machlekes L'shitasai. We know it's Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. If you start from the Matana that you start by, or you start from the beginning. So you can say, very good shmak. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon holds you start from the middle of the Hazar, let's say by the fourth Hazar. So the first three Hazar is Vachal. So Vachal, so you have to burn it. That's Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Chama say, no, only the last one because you have to do it again. The only problem is that there is a case of the Chama bring the Yabrik, that the Yayaitza. Why? If you spill that after a whole set of Hazayas, let's say after the Pnim, or after the Brachas, you do it. So if you're Chama also, what do you do with that? So therefore, Taisus Hashanah doesn't like that's Tali Rashid Hasai. But Taisus Hashanah holds, it's the Shit Hasai, the Machlaikas. And that's a shayla how to learn up shah. Balak upon him, that's the machlekes here. Do you burn it all, or do you only burn the last one? So Gemara has a shayla like this. Now this shayla also you have to clarify what it's for. What does it mean like this? Every time you want to bring a new par, you have to do a new hagrala. If you do a new hagrala, new gairo, there's one la'azazel. So you can end up with three se'irim la'azazel. So which one gets a mishaleh? Because the first time you made it, you had one sa'ir that you brought a... that you brought lefnim, the other one's azazel. Then when that spilled out, you brought another two and made a hagrala. So again, you have another azazel one. And a third time, another azazel. You have three azazels. What do you do with them? What do you do with them? That's the Gemara's shayla. Now, again here, Tosfos Rosh clarifies, this shayla dafka lefi the Rav Elazar Rav Shimon who holds that kulam, they're all nisrafim. So you see, they all have din that they consider like good se'irim, so therefore the other one will also be mishalech, or and fi rabbanon only the achron, only the achron mishalech, or it's a shalim fi rabbanon, maybe shalim fi rabbanon. He's not sure. The Tosfos Rosh is not sure. Like upon him, the Gemara says, how many see mishalech? Amalei v'chi eder mishalech. Do you send out lazazel a whole flock of animals? It's all, you only send one. Amalei to back to v'chi eder seirif. Do you burn a whole flock of animals? Only one. And here you say you take a bunch of them. So why is it different than Mishleach? Whereas I'll tell you why Azazel is different. Be dummy. By Azazel it says L'shalach Oysoi LaAzazel. It's not only one. So you take a whole flock out? No, you take one out. So that will be a raya that you take out one. So the Gemara is posed to Shalach. You only send out one LaAzazel. Shalach is which one? So let's see the Gemara. Which one? Itmar. Rapapi Shrei the Rava Amar Risha Mishleach. It's the first one that you made a gairul on. That's the one that gets sent out la'azazel. Rav Shimush made the Rav Ma'achroin, the last one, Mishalech. The last one is Mishalech. Tomorrow explains. Bishlom Rav Shimi, Barash, Mishmei the Rav Ma'achroin, Mishalech. We understand. Kesavar, Hoyel V'goma V'kapara. So you finished off the kapara with that behema. So that's the one you send out. Because the finish of kapara, its match was the finish of kapara. So therefore, the other sa'ir that's alive was sent to la'azazel. That's the match of the one that finished off the kapara, the forgiveness of Kali Yisrael. El Rav Papa, the Rav, what is he called? Ma'akosavar. What does he hold? L'chaira, all three, he holds the first one is good. So, okay, we understand he holds that the all three have a shaykhis to kapara because all three of the matches were made zrikas in the preiches. But what's up with the first one? Why the first one? So, probably the Rabbi Mai, so what does he hold? So, the Rabbi Yaisi, the mitzvah rishon. He holds the Rabbi Yaisi, Shita, and Shas, the mitzvah, the rishon. The mitzvah is the first one. Now, where is this Rabbi Yaisi? Hey, Rabbi Yaisi, which Rabbi Yaisi? Ilem Rabbi Yosi the Kupais. If it's Rabbi Yosi of the Mishnah in Masechta Shkalim of Kupais, the Tanan, we learned there, that the halacha is that before every Yom Tov, 2 weeks before the Yom Tov, they make a Trumas Halishka. They take the whole pile of Machzah Shekel and they take out 3 baskets of Machzah Shekel, and with that money they buy kabanos. So it says in the Mishnah, Shalish Kupas, Shalish Shalish Shalom, Shavahem Tarmis Halishka. They had 3 kupas of 3 sa'im. But it cost v'leim aleph beis gimel, and it said on them aleph beis gimel. Each kupa had a number on it, 1, 2, 3. V'tanya says in the brayso, so Rabbi Yosi, lama cost v'leim aleph beis gimel. Why do you write 1, 2, 3 on these 3 kupas? Leida is v'em netarishon. I don't know what's the first basket that was taken off the pile. Lahavi emet arishon, to bring from that the first time. Mitzvah barishon. So you see, Rabbi Yosi sheet is mitzvah barishon. So is that the Rabbi Yosi you're referring to when you say he always holds mitzvah barishon? That's not a raya. Why? Because there is a real first. Because there, when you took the first truma, only that was ready for carbon. And a few seconds later, we took the second basket, that also became ready for carbon. But at one point, this was the only one that was royu. So you hear it's called a rishon. But by us, the azazel is not royu to be brought to azazel, and you have to finish the whole kapara. So all 3 behemoths that are waiting for Azazel are all becoming Royu to be brought to Azazel at the same time. So there's no real Rishon. The only Rishon about it is the Hagrala. Who said that's enough? Don't bring a Raya in Trumas Halishka, because there the Chalois that it's Mutter to use for its purpose happened first. Masha'inkin here, the purpose is the Stenis Azazel. That all happened at the same time for all 3. So how do you know there's an episode of Schus to the Rishon? That's not a Raya. El Rabbi Yosi the Pesach. I'll bring a Raya from Rabbi Yosi by Karim Pesach. Because by Pesach we learned the Tanyunt and Abraisa, Hamafrish Pischoi. Someone's Mafrish is Pesach, Karm Pesach, but Ovid, it got lost. So he had to Mafrish Ovid, if it's Achatachtov. Ba'achakach Nimtza Rishon. Might say you found the first one before you brought the Karm Pesach. Now you have 2 Psachim in front of you. Bereshneim Oimdim, they're both in front of you. Ezemim Shir Tziyakiv, Divi Chamim. Come on, whatever you want, you can be Makriv. Now this one, these Karm Pesach, the Chal at the same time, why? Even if you makdish a Karm Pesach a week before, it's not Royu to be brought until Chatzos. B'shas Chatzos, you already had the second one, and they're both becoming Royu at the same exact time, at Chatzos. So, the Rabbanon say do either one. Rabbi Yosi Yoyim, mitzvah barishon. It's a mitzvah to the first one. Ma'yasheni, mufcho emenu yiviyeno. If the second one is nice and fatter, you bring the second one. What do you see from Rabbi Yosi? That's a mitzvah barishon, so that's the pshat, why mishaleach, by Lazazel, you'll use the Rishon. The Tos Shalom speaks out that even though here there's a dim mufchar, by Sa'ir, guys, no dim mufchar. Because the Tos Shalom is, I read it to you. It's only by something that has a din achila is there a vart of mufchar. Even achila is a mebeach, it must be mufchar. You're throwing it down the mountain, Lazazel, you throw it down a mountain and it cracks to pieces, there's no milo of mufchar. And therefore, Fir Abyasi, you always be Rishon. Hadron Aloch. Parak Haitziu Loi, Linadam, those that finished it. Okay, it's like the new parak. Shnei Seirim. So we know that there's 2 Seirim that we make Hagrola on. We learned about it by Arichas, what the process is. You make Hagrola, one goes Lazazel, one goes Lefnim, you do Lefnim first, for Lazazel, you bring it inside the dam, inside the Kashgoshim, the Preiches, and Mizveach, and the Shiraim are on the carbon, on Mizveach Chitzoin. But the 2 Seirim you make Hagrola on, let's learn a little about them. Shnei Seirim Yom Kippurim, Mitzvasam Shiyu Shneim Shavim B'mara Uvekoima Uvedamim. The halacha is, the 2 Seirim that you buy, they have to be exactly alike. They have to be alike B'mara, which Rashi says it means of the same color, either white, black, or gray, they have the same color. Uvekoima, they have to be the same height. Uvedamim, they have to be the same price. Which means, so someone asked, what do you mean? If they look exactly alike and the same height, what would be the difference of price? Tarets is some are fatter, like the Shash says. Some are like, you know, they're better looking animal. They're more robust. Even though they're the same size, the same height, and same look, but they could be a better meat. They have to be the same price. The 4th tenai is, you have to buy them at the same time. But is, if you can't find 2 exactly alike, it's kosher with the evidence. Same thing like kashim kachas. If you bought it one today, one tomorrow, also it's the worst of the worst. It's kashim. It's not a mitzvah, but it's kashim. Meis echad mehem. Now is a new case. Let's say you have 2 seirim standing in front of you. One dies. So imagine lo yigril. If you didn't make a girl yet, it's not a problem. Bring another zog. Just bring another peer fit. You're not going to have l'kicha kachas. What?
Just get one more,
right. You're going to lose that l'kicha kachas. Maybe buy two more. What? Oh, so that's what the Tashon speaks out. The l'kicha kachas lo yibin el mitzvah. It's a little bit of a chiddush, because l'maisa here, it's still l'chatchila still, so maybe you go buy. It's not for the evidence. Buy now two. No, you buy one. You already bought it already. This carbon ready is slated for that. You buy it. Yeah. So l'chatchila is yikach zug l'sheni. The image of Higrul, what about after the Girl, now you have one last Shem, one last Azul, and one of them dies. Mish Higrul Mace, what you do is like this. Yovi Zug Achi, bring another peer, the Yagrelame, and you make a Girl, but make a new Girl. And then, when you have the Girl, and you have in front of you a Shem and Lazazel, Vayemer. It's not a Mamasa tonight, just Rashi explains. Vayemer is like this. Imsha Shem Mace, if the one that's supposed to be Lashem, supposed to be as a carbon in the Kurdish Gadash, if that one died, Zesh Allah, what?
You know which one died.
You know which one died. So that's it's not Im. It's not Tanai. Im just means if that's the one that died. If that's the one that died, what you do is Zesh Allah Allah Vagar Lashem is Kaim Tahtav. The one that the girl now on the new peer, the one that won the girl Lashem will be Bimakam that one. If the one that died was the Azazel, you know that one dies. Zeh sha'ala alava girl Azazel is karim tachta will be instead of it. Vasheni, the other one, yirat yistoyev, the other one now, because there's another one here that Lashem, and Lashem is alive. So the new one Lashem will be yirat yistoyev, waits to get some mum, be yimacha yasela, be yiplu domov l'nadava, and you wait till it gets a mum and you sell it, and it'll be brought the kids from his bag. She'ein chatas siber mesa. And even though a regular chatas, the halach is, if it's a schaper bailam ba'achar, then this one dies. But by a tzibur, there's no chatas siber mesa. And Rashi explains why, because there's five chatas hamesas. What are they? They're vlad chatas, which means a baby of a chatas, a tmuras chatas, or a chatas hamesu ba'leha. And other ones also. Those three are not shayach by tzibur, because by tzibur you never have an akeva that's a chatos, and you never have a tmura's chatos because a tzibur can't do tmura, and meis b'alei is not impossible for a whole tzibur to die. So therefore, even also in a schapru b'alei, which is one of the five chatos and meis, you don't have either. And therefore, it's yirat yistav. Rav Yehuda Eimer, he argues, also Thomas, that there is a din of chatos meis b'alei, even by the tzibur, you're not worried about being the same like the other ones. For Oydam or Rabbi Yehuda, another idea, similar idea. Nishpach Adam, if Adam spills after you do the Shechita, Yom is the Meshaleach. Meshaleach has to die. Meis the Meshaleach, if the Meshaleach dies, you shafich Adam, you have to do it again. The Adam is be spilled out, you have to do the power again. And it's really the same thing, like you said, Mesa, it's really a repeat of the same thing, and they will all explain what he's trying to add on. But Agav is a kasha here that we don't really find anywhere, is that it's mashma over here that if the dam spills, yom is the mishaleach. Before the Gemara says you can have a few sara mishaleach. So you have to say the Teretz is, before we're talking about a case where the one of the sa'irim, you already brought a little bit befnim. You already did some kind of din of kapara with that. Therefore, it solidifies the azazel to be as azazel. Here was nishbach before we started. So then the azazel is mace, is dies because it doesn't have any dinim on it whatsoever.